You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Friday, January 21st edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We'll set you up in 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into this week's slate of games and the entire weekend. Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. It is a Friday, and I'm joined not by Joe Fortenbaugh this time, Aaron Dolan joining the program. How are you?
Yes, I am good. How are you? Ready to kick off the weekend?
Yeah, I feel like ED could have some legs as a nickname, if you will. Has any friends call you ED at all?
A lot of people in high school called me ED, E-Dolls, and EKD.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like ED is the only one I could roll with there. But okay, a few things to get into. We're actually going to not do NFL to start. Although, you know what? I'll change that. What's your favorite NFL play this weekend?
Oh, I love the Bills first quarter money line. They jump out hot, heavy. The Chiefs kind of take some time to, you know, catch up, come alive in that second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. So I love the Bills first quarter money line. That's my definitely favorite play of the weekend. I'm so excited for that game too. You can probably tell my voice. It's so exciting.
So we'll bookend the weekend because that's your favorite play in the last game. I like the first game, first half though. So we're thinking outside the box. I like the Titans. I think they're going to jump on them. They play with an edge. I think the Bengals will be, they're kind of like not soft, but they're just going to be in like a routine, if you will. I feel like thinking what they did last week was sufficient for a playoff game. And I just think the Titans have that chip on their shoulder. Vrabel pushes all the right buttons. And then schematically, I think they're going to do great passing play action off the Derrick Henry return. I like him and he get under three. So it's -2.5. So I'll do that in the first half for the Titans. Okay. So we did warm up with the NFL, the biggest games of the weekend. Let's go NBA. I know you have some plays circled.
Yeah, so I like the Bucks first quarter, -3. Again, we're getting fancy here. You have the Bulls, which are 18-25 in the first quarter, which isn't great. But then you have a Bucks team that's 3-0 against the spread in the first quarter in the last three games. So I definitely want to be looking towards that. They're also the Bulls, the fifth worst team in the league in terms of covering the spread compared to the Bucks, who are 25-20-2. And I just don't feel comfortable right now laying the 6 with the Bucks first half. I know that's one of your favorite plays for today. And I definitely don't like the 10.5. So I'm genuinely getting in and getting out on this game. And we know this team's really good in the first half, just in general. They just jump out to a lead. And then that second half is where they pretty much struggle. So I do like the Bucks -3 first quarter.
Yep. So 6 got a little rich for your blood on that one. I'm curious about the Warriors. Obviously, we know what happened last night. They lost as, 17-point underdogs, plus 1,100 on the money line for the Pacers. All five starters were out. And Golden State, I watched the entire game start to finish. They just missed shots. I mean, as lackadaisical as they were and as many turnovers they had, if they made the same amount of threes as Indiana did, they would have covered the 17. It's crazy. It's a make or miss league. I've tweeted that a bunch. It really is applicable here. So I want to jump on Golden State to start, but Houston's actually a good first quarter team. So I would do first half, if anything, but I might just lay the 10.5 and think they play with a little bit of an edge and break the will of Houston. So that's where I'm looking. Where else are you looking in the association?
So I'm also looking at Jimmy Butler over 20.5 points versus Atlanta. Now, he was ejected from the Raptors game after 15 minutes of action last game. I mean, he was pretty fired up, but these teams recently played each other. He was able to put up 23 points. That was back on January 14th in a 124-118 win, going 7-for-13 and 9-for-9 from the free throw line. I just think the one common thing we've talked about all season with the Atlanta Hawks are just their defense is terrible. I mean, they're 25th in points allowed, 21st in defensive rating, and I don't see it really getting much, much better. So I do think that Butler comes in this game fired up and will be able to hit over 20.5 points.
Yeah, they had that monster comeback Atlanta did against the T-Wolves. Were down big, scored like 45 in the third, I want to say. But back-to-back wins for the Hawks after all those losses in a row. So maybe they have found something. Miami will see. Butler got ejected in the last game. I was actually on that game. They covered 9.5 miraculously against the Portland Trailblazers. So bounce-back spot there. Nothing really enticed. I kind of like the Lakers with all this hoopla and losing to the Pacers at home. I think they can get right against Orlando on the road. But, it's still the Lakers, and they're still shaky.
Yeah, the Lakers have definitely been shaky. And I feel like we're just seeing a collapse of some of the best teams that we were talking about. I mean, the Warriors, for one, they've definitely been struggling. I'm like curious as to when Steph Curry is going to figure it out in terms of his shooting slump, because he's killing me on player props. I keep betting it because the lines keep getting lower and lower. And I'm like, eventually he's going to have this good game eventually. And then it's right. Like, oh, Steph Curry, come on.
Well, that's the difference. There is market correction. So any NBA before we get to the UFC?
One last thing, the 76ers versus the Clippers, Embiid's point prop is a 30.5. So he just had 50 points in 27 minutes of action last game against the Magic. Again, that is the Magic. I just think that, you know, considering he's hit over 30.5 in 13 of 15 games, this is going to be such a popular bet. And everybody's talking about Joel Embiid because he's been moving down the MVP boards at a very rapid rate. I mean, I talked about on a show earlier this week on January 12th, he was 50 to one to win. And now he's 5-1, which is pretty impressive. Yeah, over a week.
I've never seen a move that quickly in the NBA.
Me either. This is terrible. When Stats and Info sent it to me, I'm like, are you positive this January?
Right.
I was like, are you sure? But yeah, pretty crazy. But I'm looking at Tyrese Maxey over 15.5 points. He's posted 17 points in the last 10, averages 17 points at home. I just think some role players will step up. I'm just staying away from the Embiid props, just given how many people want to bet on him right now.
Understandably. UFC main event, obviously a very high profile matchup with Ngannou and Gone. Everyone's wondering why Ngannou's the underdog. It's just Gone is that special. And I do like him, but I'm just hoping there's underdog money to push this number down. I'd lay like $1.30, but nothing higher than that. I do like Gone, but over 2.5, I like as well. I mean, Ngannou, first of all, they're former training partners, so there's some familiarity there. Ngannou doesn't have a high volume of punches, so as much as I hate betting unders in heavyweight UFC bouts, it's okay here because of also Gon's technical just approach. He's so technically advanced, so he'll be able to defend the right footwork, everything. I think we'll stretch this fight over the 2.5, minus 20, I believe it is. So officially, it's I do like the Gone side as well, but just the money line's getting out of hand. The sharp money's been coming in. I've talked to some odds makers. They've been surprised by the skyrocketing money line just given Ngannou, but it's interim champ versus regular champ, and both are worthy, but we'll see what happens tomorrow night. SoCal and Anaheim.
Exciting.
At the Honda Center, I believe it is. And that'll do it. So we got a little football, a little basketball, a little UFC, and we'll see everyone tonight, 6 Eastern on ESPN2, and then our next show will be Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern. So a little early wake-up call out here. Looking forward to
yes.
that. Not so much out here in the West Coast time. But have a great weekend, everyone. Best of luck on your wagers, and we hope to see you tonight on The Deuce.